Welcome to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. This is the Coach John Limbaugh Show. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett and, of course, head coach of the Wolves, John Limbaugh. And we got some special guests tonight, this evening, senior lineman Jack Canoles and senior running back Aiden Blair. So we're glad to have these guys here with us this evening. And Coach, tell us about Friday night. It was a fun one to be at if you're a Wolves fan, but that was a long ride home for Ragland.
Well, you know, the thing about it, we set history last Friday night. That's the first time we've ever beaten Ragland. So we're right now 1-11 against Ragland.
Ten more to go.
That's right, 10 more to go to catch up with them. But really and truly, it was a great game in that our kids were prepared for it. They really put into practice what we did all week long and executed it well. And very pleased with the effort. They're really, all out in that game. I'm really pleased with the effort, the determination. And, you know, when you work at something as a football coach, you work hard on something all week, and to see it come to fruition, it's a real gratifying experience. So, hey, they got a homecoming win. A lot of yards rushing, about 450 yards rushing. I think we had like 30 passes, something like that, you know. And you get near the 500 mark in offense, you can win small games like that.
Yeah, I mean, Coach, that game was almost over at halftime. I mean, no game's over at halftime, but you just about put it away. And you know, with it being homecoming, I don't forget who we had, Caleb Wood and Landon Thomas on last
right.
week. You know, asked them about what homecoming meant to them, and they said their guys was going to be ready,
and they were. They were true to their word, absolutely. And you know, Aiden, his defense, the way he was playing defense, and how many tackles you end up with? It was over about 15. 15, that's what I thought, 15 tackles he ended up with. And Jack's blocking, the way that they were handling themselves out there. And it was just a fun night for all. I think our kids had a fun time with the game and everything like that. But like I told them, you know, as far as this team goes, they're the only ones that will put a ceiling on things. You know, the sky's the limit for this team. But we've got to be that team, guys, that take it one game at a time. We got to take it one game at a time, prepare each week, and work our tails off, and then go out there and make it happen.
I know on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we definitely put up some points. And I think it was Presley Duke's dad told me Thursday night at the community thing, if we put up 50, we'll beat anybody. And we put up, what was it, 52?
59.
Sorry, yep. Took a touchdown off there.
we'll forgive you this time.
What were some bright spots for you as a coach on offense, some things you liked and some things maybe y'all could have worked on in practice this week?
Well, you know, some things we worked on in practice was our blocking. I thought our blocking was outstanding the other night, but the way in which we run a few things, not to give anything away, but the way in which we run a few things changed just a little bit for the upcoming game. And, you know, just to get a better look on some things is very nice. And like I said, I can't find a lot of fault in our kids, you know. I want to learn from a win always. And Ragland, the thing about Ragland, you got to understand, is that they're a good football team. And they got a good running back. And our kids just play to the max. And people need to understand that. They need to, I mean, you look at the score, it's all about that team wasn't very good. No, that's misinformation. They're a very good football team. They're going to win some games this year, and they've got a very good running back. It's just when you put it all together and, you know, all the planets are lined up and everything's just right. But our kids worked hard, and that outcome was due to the preparation. We had a bye week, and, you know, we were upset losing that Winterboro game, and our kids turned the page, and, you know, it was going to continue.
I know you said that Winterboro game was going to haunt you for a long time. Did this kind of ease that a little bit?
No, it's killing me.
I told you it wouldn't. You asked me, I said it wouldn't.
I blame myself, you know, for that because, you know, we allow a punt to get blocked, and we lose by one score. And, you know, we're at the one and we don't score. So that's going to haunt me for a long, long, long time. You know, you have those games as a coach that you look back on and you say, well, we'll let that get away from us, and that's going to be with me for a long time.
And that's on any level, because, I mean, I coach Little League softball. You know, I'm done now, obviously, with Kenley fixing to play school ball and all that. But there's still some games, you know, you wish you could get back. If I would have did this different, and I know that's how you feel.
Oh, absolutely, 110%.
Man, that, you know, it must be nice to be able to look at that and say, if we'd have done this or tweaked that, we'd have been in the game. When I played basketball in high school, there wasn't none of that. We got the crap beat out of us so much that it was just like, well, I'm glad we showed up tonight. You know, we came and we had fun and we learned the love of the game. You know, there's not any games that I ever sit around and go that we could have had that one, because we really couldn't have.
And that's why I fired me and got another basketball coach. Absolutely.
Well, on a positive note, we got these seniors here tonight. Jack Canoles, your name was one that came up quite a bit during the broadcast, making some tackles and some blocks. What did it mean for y'all to go out there and get the win the day before the homecoming dance?
Oh, it was great, especially being able to.
Well, we don't have audio on him. We'll swing it back to him when we do, but. Yeah, Coach, talking about Ragland, I mean, they were a team that actually put a little bit of a hurting on y'all last year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, last year we had a lot of injuries last year. We're going through all that last year, and it's just always gratifying to come back. And that's one thing I love about football. There's that next game, next year, that next game, you know, and we were able to put it together this year. It was a lot of fun.
That's right. Well, Jack, back to you. Do you remember the question I needed to say?
Great being able to make history and beat Ragland for the first time, and it was really special to be able to win senior homecoming. So.
Oh, that's good, man. Yeah, it makes the dance more fun the next day, too, because, you know, if you lose the game, you go out there and you're just kind of like, yeah, you know, I don't want people to know I'm on the football team.
Absolutely.
He got the win. I think there was a few times he blew up the play in the backfield, and I remember we said he was up for player of the game. And is that why you brought us? Because you listened to the broadcast?
Well, I brought it because, I haven't listened to the broadcast, but I was about to tell you to sit down, but I don't want you to sit up. I brought one of our volleyball players right here right quick. And Kelly MacArthur is also his girlfriend. I find that hard to believe. Well, he's a great guy, don't get me wrong. But he's moving. She's fantastic. But anyway, what I wanted to do was bring her on here, because I want to lift up our volleyball team right quick. Because with her being here tonight, our volleyball team is absolutely outstanding. And they're going to compete for a long time yet this year. And they're going to go deep. And we're looking for great things out of them. But have you got a question you'd like to ask Kelly about volleyball? Y'all got something you'd like to ask her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What was that stat y'all were talking about the other day that was, like, really important?
Was it?
What Kelly, what did you get honored with the other day, your aces and things like that? What was that?
Well, I got nominated for AO Player of the Week this week.
Really?
And then I got Radio Alabama Player of the Week last week. And, my aces, is that what y'all was talking about?
Yes.
So aces, unreturned serve.
That's what it was.
So,
that's what it was.
Yes.
That's awesome, brother. Now, what's our record?
We're 22-3.
22-3.
That's ridiculous.
That's good.
That's so ridiculous.
So
brother,
are we starting like playoff play now?
The area tournament is in 2 weeks, and that determines on which teams go to super regionals in Montgomery, and then you advance from there to go to state in Birmingham.
Are we still ranked fourth or?
Yes, sir. We're still we're 4-1A.
And I got a question now, since volleyball is on the mind right now. What's up with the blue jerseys this year?
Well, we just wanted to do something different, because every team we play around here is black and gold. Colmer, Vincent, Oxford, like everywhere you go, you see black and gold uniforms. And pink was kind of unoriginal, considering we're only playing in October for 1 month out of the 3 month season. Mm-hmm. So mom was like, "Oh, let's just bring the blue," because I don't know if y'all have seen in collegiate women's sports, they've kind of brought out the baby blue in Tennessee, Auburn. So we just kind of wanted to do something similar.
Well, it's definitely original. I mean, I like that.
They look pretty decent, too. I like them.
I mean,
I've seen them.
I'm going to have to see a picture of this, because if I'd have walked in the gym and seen that, I wouldn't have known what in the world.
Now, had Jet done a good job for a girlfriend? Isn't that a smart young man?
Yeah, he has. Look, yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So,
y'all he brought his girlfriend along to get some of the spotlight, too. That was smart.
Y'all go to
he's
AL.
Do big things.
Y'all go to AL.com and vote for Kenley for Player of the Week.
Absolutely.
I guess you have to be a subscriber now. Everything on there you have to subscribe. You know, that's usually my Saturday go-to for high school scores. I can't even do that now because you have to subscribe to.
Well, how much is it a month?
It's like $10, I think.
You can do it for free.
Woo! Oh, you can do it for free?
Unlimited times.
Okay, unlimited times.
I had to figure that out.
Or you could keep creating fake emails.
That's right.
Aiden, you know, you were out there. You got some snaps at running back and also at linebacker. And that right linebacker?
Yes, sir. That's linebacker.
Okay. I remember, was it on the kickoffs that he was hitting people like crazy, like three times in a row? Tell us about that. I mean, do you just get like extra juiced on the kickoff?
When I was on kickoff, I just felt like I had a little bit of energy in me, and I just, like, the adrenaline was running. So, and I, very first kickoff of the game, I ran through, like, ran past everybody. Like, nobody touched me. I was like, okay, this might come in handy later on. And I just kept doing it every single time, and I was untouched every time coming from the opposite side of the field. And he just ended up running. I took a good angle and was able to get a good hit on him.
And not to take away from Aiden's special performance on special teams, but another name, Mason Williams.
Yeah.
Went on a tear Friday night.
Is he the next Ross Thomas where he comes out of nowhere on special teams? And then, I mean, man, he just hit – I'm talking about he laid a guy out. I didn't know if he's going to get up a few years ago.
Hey, the thing about it is, you know, when that switch gets flipped for some players, and it's just an amazing thing to watch. But one thing I want you to do, I want you to keep your eyes on Aiden. He's on track to have over 100 tackles this season. And halfway through, he's already got 50-some-odd. So he's on track to get that, and he's on track to be an All-State. That's going to be someone that I really lift up. We got several players from our team. These two, so many doing a great job. So much coming out of our senior class and so many others. They're doing such a good job for us, but keep your eyes on Aiden Blair because he's going to do something special.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, it's time for us to take a break, and we'll be back and talk a little bit more with Coach about the upcoming game against Donahoe. This coming up Friday, they travel to their place. Pre-game starts at 6:30, followed by live game action at 7.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kibdriscoll jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. They are open till 9 tonight, open till 11 on Friday nights. Come in and get any combination meal. It is $8.95, so you might as well get two of them at a price like that. I ate about four plates of food earlier before I went on, so made sure I had a full stomach. And I just love Wednesday nights here. I don't know what I got to do. Got to fundraise, got to politic, but we got to keep doing it here.
Yeah, we like to thank Edgar and Emily and everybody at La Costa for allowing this to happen for the three teams from South Talladega County. And, you know, we save the best for last every Wednesday night with Coach Limbaugh Show, so we do appreciate that.
That's right. And, you know, the guest that he brings on every night or every week, we never know what we're going to get, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we got new guys every week, and we might just be able to get every senior on, that's, you know, as many as you got this year. And, you know, speaking of seniors, we got Jack and Aiden here. What does it mean to you guys, more specifically you, Jack? You've been on some O-lines the past few years that have not necessarily had the size and had the push you had this year, is there kind of a relief? Is it exciting that this year you finally got a bunch of guys with size up there that can really get a push?
Yes, it really is exciting that our quarterback can order a pizza on our pass blocking, but I just like to thank our coach Pat Murphy for showing us what to do. I mean, like, putting in the effort for coaching.
And Aiden, as far as you know, with Coach Moore, the defensive coordinator this year, and you know, he does have Coach Reed helping him. You know, Coach Reed said that he doesn't want to be the star of the show. What is different about this defense this year, other than the coaching change there, that's making this defense probably one of the best ones we've seen in 10 or so years?
Well, I was talking to Coach Moore about this the other day. Me and him were talking. We got four starters on defense who do not play a lot of offense. Me, I think we have three other guys who don't play offense as much, and that helps out a lot when it comes to, like, rest and giving people breaks, giving people a breather. I feel like we're able to get more fresh guys out there, and we're, like, coming from the sidelines because offense gets out there, they play, do what they got to do, score, whatever. And then we get out there, and we're fresh. We come in the game, we're ready to go, we're not tired. I think it helps not having some guys not playing both ways, offensively and defensively. I feel like that helps out a lot, because I know personally, with me not playing both ways, I feel way lot more, like, I have more energy going out on defense. I feel like that helped with kickoff when you were talking about that earlier. Like, I just came out there, I had a lot of energy, I was real hyped up, ready to go, adrenaline was running, so I feel like that helps out a lot, having a lot of guys who can don't have to play two ways.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about playing linebacker. You don't have to play two ways. Usually the linebacker is the anchor of the defense a lot of times. As a senior leader in the linebacking core and on defense, tell us about the evolution of the defense this year. The first few weeks you come out and give up a lot of points. I mean, you know, there's no secret we gave up a lot of points. And then that third game, even though we gave up a lot against Wadley, we kind of started seeing a shift. And then against Winterboro and now against Ragland, I mean, the defense has improved dramatically each week. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, how did we go from, you know, giving up a lot of points, which those were good offenses. You know, it's not knocking defensive play, but from going to that to really shutting guys down.
I think, you know, I'm not no knock on Coach Moore or nothing. This is his first year as defensive coordinator, and I think he's done a really great job. I've gotten along with him really well. Me and him talk in class every day. He's my history teacher. But like I said earlier, I feel like having some guys that don't play both ways on defense, and we've kind of got our personnel down at this point in the season, I feel like that helps out a lot with, you know, like making our reads on defense and stuff. We have a lot of guys out there that know what they're doing, and we can practice them there all week so they're ready for the game and they don't have to we don't have to switch guys in and out who are confused on what to do. We got guys know what they want, like what they need to do, how they get the job done. I feel like that helps out a lot. Me and Coach Moore, Coach Reed, talk about it every day at practice. You know, we got the guys we need on the field for defense, and we got the guys that we need for offense on the field. And I feel like that's a big key to our success coming now. You know, starting off in the season, you know, it's a little rough, but I think we've kind of picked up our pace, and we're getting our strides down now, about halfway point of the season. I feel like that helps out a lot.
Well, you know, really, too, when you got a new coordinator and you're coming in and you're changing schemes up, don't really get a preseason, you get a jamboree, that's it. You don't have a guideline to go by to make adjustments. So really on offense and defense, more so defense this year with a lot of changes, you're just trotting a unit out there and you practice, but you really don't know what kind of adjustments you got to make till after that first game.
We take it week by week. You know, the coaches tell us take it one week at a time. Like last week, we were focused on Ragland only. Now coming into this week, we got Donahoe, big region game we need to get a big region game, so I feel like that helps out when we play Donahoe, and we got this Victory Christian game next week.
You know, you got a Jack, this more question for you. You got a tough three-game stretch coming up, and these next three games really determine whether we go to the playoffs or not. You know, as Aiden was talking about, big region game, it's – Donahoe's still a team that can come out and beat you, but I think it's no secret that they've lost a lot compared to what they had last year. And, you know, there's been the rumors, and well, not rumors, the facts that they had to forfeit a game against Wadley. Ain't got a lot of upperclassmen. How do you guys stay focused and you keep the team focused on Donahoe and not looking ahead, maybe getting bit?
Oh, well, like Aiden said, we just got to take it one game at a time. I mean, watching film's a big thing, and we got to watch film and study our opponent. But talking about Donahoe, though,
Do they have anybody that sticks out on film?
Not really. I mean, honestly, I've watched a good bit of film on them, and I don't see anybody that really sticks out. But
more of a collective effort on both ends of the ball.
And they're not a bad team. I mean, I've watched their film. They do a lot of guard tackle pull, so that's going to be it's not a very good feeling when you get across the line and see that guard tackle coming at you.
yeah, it's going to be a tall task to ask them on defense. Coach, talking about Donahoe, you know, they came to your place last year, and there was one guy that he was doing a lot of extracurricular activities. I believe he's since graduated since last year. You know, that was another team that came in. You wasn't expecting them to put up very much on you, and they came out and performed pretty well. And didn't we lose that game?
Yep.
Okay, I feel like we lose that game. So another revenge spot here for you.
You know, it's just being intentional as a team and what you want to accomplish. And, you know, Donahoe's got a great coach. You know, Bill Smith's a great guy and does a great job. He's a good friend of mine, and I really appreciate everything he brings to the table. And you're not just playing against a team that's hungry. You're playing against a well-coached football team. So Donahoe's going to bring a lot more than people realize, and they do have some players that stand out. You know, their running backs, very capable. They got a good throwing attack. They can throw the football. And so there's the things we're going to have to do, but we've got to be intentional in what we're trying to accomplish. So that's one thing, Aiden talked about it. You know, our defense growing and maturing, and they're very intentional about what they're doing. They more or less what I like to say is kind of settled in. The people at the positions and everything that they've kind of settled in, and they're very comfortable in who they are defensively. And but they bring it. They don't wait on it to come to them. They bring it, and that's the difference. You know, defense is not playing catch. Defense is going on offense on defense.
It's
getting after them. Yeah, anticipating the play, going after them. And our kids knew what was coming up last week, and our kids are going to know what's coming up this week because Coach Moore is doing a great job of putting their plays out there and showing you, here's what Donahoe's going to do in this situation. So I'm very pleased with the effort that our coaches are putting forth in film. I'm very pleased with the effort the kids are putting forth on the field of play.
What's our health like this week, Coach?
100% all but one. You know, Eli Burns is still, you know, got that injury to his hip, hip flexor injury, and but we're hoping to get him back next week, and that'll be a big game next week as well. This and first, though, but hopefully we'll have him back for the Victor Christian game. But he's the only one. Other than that, we're 100%, and very thankful at this point in the year. You're going into game six, you know, healthy. So we're very excited about that.
Well, you know, this week we're going to be without a special person on the radio, as Blake will be out of town Friday. But Josh Padoris will be on the call with me Friday night. We're looking forward to it. And
I will be listening, though.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Padoris does a great job. And I see, don't want to take too many weeks off now because Coach Padoris.
He might steal my job. Then I won't, and, you know, I would hate missing the Wolves on Friday night. But you know what I'd miss more? The coach's canteen on Wednesday nights. They get that free meal, man. I mean, I love coming here. $8.95 combination special. Yeah, I mean, you ain't going to beat that.
I'm going to see if he'll be on the show. You won't be here Wednesday either for the coach's show. So I'll see if Podo wants to come there. And, you know, for y'all, you know, what does it mean as seniors now? You have a really good shot at being a 3 or 4 seed in the playoffs, but the first team to go to the playoffs that failed since 2019, how does that make y'all feel every Friday night, knowing y'all have that chance?
You know, with it being I had a goal coming in the season. I've talked to Evan. I've talked to a lot of the other seniors. Our goal coming in this season was to make playoffs. You know, it's our last shot at it. So I feel like, you know, these upcoming games we got for the next 3 weeks, these are big games for us. You know, we're going to go out there and give it everything we got because these games right here are make or break playoffs. If we lose two, we can't make it. So, you know, I feel like with me saying we got to take it a week at a time, I understand taking it a week at a time, but I'm ready for these next 3 games because this is it for me. You know, I can say the same for Jack. You know, this is our last ride, and you know we want to go out with a bang. We want to make playoffs, and we want to, you know, make a run.
That's senior leadership. That's what we got to have, that senior leadership and moving forward and with the program and what we're doing this year. And it goes back to what these guys are bringing to the table. Our seniors are doing a great job, and this 2 of them right here I'm very proud of.
It's a good feeling knowing that the playoffs are possible just because coming up it didn't really, you know, not since. I mean, Garrett, being a freshman and stuff, it didn't seem obtainable, if I'm being honest. But honestly, my biggest hopes is that we get to see Winterboro again in the third round. I really
revenge spot. That's really, the other senior really leadership. Not scared. You're not backing down. Wanting to go out and play against the guys that you had a loss against. And you know, coach never want to hear somebody say it's unattainable. But I gotta agree with you on those years, because especially when you're playing in 2A ball, you know, we were in an area with a lot of bigger 2A schools. I mean, I remember us making trips to Thorsby and Isabel and places like those, and they had three times as many players as we'd have. And you know, you want those games, you want that challenge, but you don't want it in your area when you're having to play them seven times a year.
That's what I liked about Friday night. It really felt like 1A football, because like they had just as many kids on their sideline as we did. So
yeah, exactly. You know, the playing field's more level when you don't go in a game. Like, golly, if we lose two guys, then you know we're done. And they just can throw guy after guy after guy after guy in there. So yeah, that's a good point there. What would be your message to any upcoming seniors or some of your underclassmen about enjoying their ride through high school?
Enjoying it, workout. Like in between seasons, and really put in the work in the weight room, because like that's been my biggest thing. I mean, I worked out, and now I'm not to be prideful, but like I am doing a lot better than I was.
Pretty so jacked, like, you know. Yeah, I say, yeah, you're pretty jacked. That's what's up.
But like
weight room
is the biggest thing, for real.
That's a great answer. That's a true answer.
And, you know, it's crazy to think, and I'm going to throw this out there. Me and Evan were talking after the game Friday night that Aiden's a senior this year. You know, I told Aiden I was holding him when he was a baby. You know, he's graduating this year. You know, his daddy was my baseball coach in high school. You know, still somebody very special to me. So it's great to watch him.
Well, you're an old man now.
Hey, look, I get to feel old with you now, because I remember when he was born.
Which one?
Jack?
Oh, I remember when he was born.
Yeah, I mean, I get to feel old now, too.
I graduated with his dad.
Woo, that's real old now, David. I mean, he's almost 40, and you graduated with his daddy?
I got three more years, four more years.
Four more
three
years.
Three and a half more.
Three and a half, see, so if you round up,
feel real old.
That's
Absolutely.
Right. Hey, like I say, you can't trust, coach, you're not quite there yet, old enough, but you can't trust an old man that don't got gray hair or white hair, because he ain't been through enough.
I got gray growing somewhere.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You know, you see a 70-something-year-old man, he ain't got gray hair. They just, something ain't right. Can't trust him.
Probably running for office somewhere.
Or receding. You know, they wasn't stressed enough. But, Jacob, that's one of my favorite segments every week is our pick segment.
Still
not
waiting on that intro.
Yeah, I know. Well, hold on, David's got it. David's got the intro. He's supposed to have it ready. There it is.
All right. Well, this is another tough week in college football to find some games. I had to do some digging this week.
This is the week when me and Jacob were texting. I said, you want to have plans. So this weekend, you want to go to the pumpkin patch. You want to take your wife on a date. This is the weekend to do it.
We'll start off with one of the bigger games this week. I guess you can call it a bigger game. Alabama lost to Vanderbilt in Vanderbilt last year. You know, Diego Pavi is a pretty decent quarterback in his own respect. You know, he has Auburn's number, and obviously he has Alabama's number. He's 1-0 against Alabama. They do travel to Tuscaloosa Saturday. I don't think Pavi has been in that kind of environment yet, so it's going to be tough for him. But I'm going to say, and I hardly ever do this, Vandy with the upset.
Look, man, we're at La Costa Mexican Restaurant, New Mexico. I've already said I've been picking Pavi all year. Kalen DeBoer will poop his pants in a game he shouldn't this year, and he will lose, and he will lay an egg. But his big games, this guy can coach better than anybody. I mean, when he was at Washington, they beat Oregon two times. They beat Texas. Now, they'll go out and lose to Arizona on Friday night. Now, they would, because he couldn't get them up for the little games. But there is no way that DeBoer is too good of a coach to let Vanderbilt and Diego Pavia beat him 2 years in a row. Alabama's got this one.
Well, I'm still stinging over Auburn's loss this past week. It still hurts, and I really don't like Alabama. So I'm going to say Vandy. Let's go Vandy.
I'm going to go Alabama just because I think Ty Simpson's leadership's really going to.
He has evolved since week one. Yeah. I will say that.
Well, he wasn't the problem. He ain't the reason they lost week one either, though.
I'm a diehard Bama fan, you know. Jacob was talking about my dad earlier. He knows better than anybody. My dad was a diehard. I get that from him. So, you know, I can't pick anybody other than the Tide this week going into Vandy. This is a revenge game for Bama this week, so I feel like this is a big one for them.
And I still love you anyway.
It'll be your last week on the show. I'm just kidding. I'm just laying.
All right, two great football minds face each other this weekend. Obviously, the teams that are coaching are not doing very good as Clemson travels to Chapel Hill to take on the Tar Heels. I guess you could say this is to see who the worst team in the ACC is right now. Dabo really needs a win right now. I think he's kind of playing for his job. Give me Clemson. I told you it was a tough week.
It's a tough pick to make. I mean, neither team is any good. I probably lean Dabo and Clemson, but he's done burned me so many times over the last few years. I guess I'll take Clemson, but, I mean, I'm really just rooting for the game to get postponed because this is just going to be a clown show in the ACC, and they're going to show why they're the least of the Power Four conferences this week just because of this game exists.
Well, you know, I don't know how many times I've picked Clemson this year, but I'm going to go with them one more time. Absolutely.
Me too, Coach. I think I'm going to take Clemson.
I'm going to go in a different direction. With it being in Chapel Hill, I think Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels get it done.
I like it. He may be right.
I think they get it done because Dabo, he's been kind of on the downward spiral ever since Trevor Lawrence was kind of left. So I feel like it's just going to keep going worse this season for Clemson. So
you know what? I'm swapping my pick. I'm going with Aiden. He ain't going to have to ride by himself. Give me Chapel Bill on this one.
He pulled you in there, huh?
He did. He convinced me.
All right, the next one. You have a quarterback trying to find the hype that was talked about him, you know, all through the preseason versus a coach who is really playing for his job. In Gainesville, Texas travels to Florida. Billy Napier really needs a big win this season. Arch Manning really needs a good game to kind of live up to those expectations. I'm kind of torn on this one. I think it could go either way. It's in the swamp, so, you know, it's a tough place to play, but I'm still going to go with the Longhorns.
If Arch didn't have the game that he had last week where he actually learned how to throw the ball again, I'd probably go Florida. Give me Texas.
It's probably Napier's last game in Florida. It's going to be Texas by at least 14.
I think Arch Manning is going to come into all the hype at some, or going to grow into what all the hype was at some point. So give me Texas.
I know Texas is going into the swamp this week, but I just feel like Texas has really got their strides down. I'm a big Sark fan. With him coming from Alabama, he was, you know, born there by Nick Saban. So give me Texas. I think Arch Manning and the Texas Longhorns have turned it around these past few weeks, and I think they're going to beat Florida in Florida. And Billy Napier is going to be gone after a few weeks.
You know, you're talking about Sark. He is a really good, really good offensive mind, and I don't really think he gets the love he deserves when you're talking about a quarterback developer and offensive play caller.
I really don't think he doesn't either, but like if you go back to those Alabama teams he coached when he was the offensive coordinator, he came up with some very creative stuff. I'm also a big fan of Lane Kiffin, too. Lane Kiffin's crazy, man.
And I told you I was going to ride the Lane train until they lost, and they beat LSU Saturday.
Well, look, you know, now Sark's the opposite of DeBoer. He will go out, and I'm talking about laying egg in a big game, but he beats who he's supposed to be. Yeah. But this ain't a big game, so that's why I ain't worried.
All right, my next pick. Auburn's off this week, so obviously I'll be wearing a different T-shirt this week. And my second favorite team, Notre Dame, hosts Boise State. Boise State comes in at 3-1. Notre Dame is surprisingly at 500. It's a close 500.
He said Notre Dame.
So Notre Dame is my second favorite team. It's a surprise to Aiden over there. You know I'm not going to pick against the Irish.
Yeah, give me Notre Dame. Ashton Gentry don't go to school there anymore. It's over by the end of the first quarter.
I told y'all what Notre Dame was going to do last week, but we're going Notre Dame again.
I'm going Notre Dame. I agree with Blake. They ain't got Boise State ain't got Ashton Jenny anymore.
Look, I know I was hating on Notre Dame just a second ago, but with it being at Notre Dame, they've really picked up their strides past 2 weeks, and they're coming off, what, two games they've won. I think Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame gets the job done against Boise State. And Boise State is not the same team they were last year neither, so I feel like that's going to come in to be a key play.
All right, and a game that really looked good to me on paper this week, Michigan State travels to Nebraska, who has sold out the stadium, Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for how many years? Since 1993, they've sold out every home game. Give me the Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
A close one.
Man, Patrick Mahomes Jr., man. Dylan Raiola, he's trying so hard to be Mahomes. He'll never be him, but I think it's funny, so I'm going to pick him. I'm going to pick Nebraska.
I want Nebraska to do well myself. So, I mean, it's a home game, so let's go Nebraska.
I'm going to go Nebraska.
I think Michigan State's got this one. I think Michigan State's just one of them gritty teams I like to watch. Like, they play that gritty football. They play hard. And I feel like Nebraska hasn't really faced that this year. And I feel like their conference is a little bit weaker this year than it's been in previous years. So I feel like Michigan comes into Nebraska and gives the upset to the Cornhuskers.
You know, I like the pick because John Smith is a good coach. And Jacob, you are slacking, man. There is an undefeated matchup on the board that you didn't even put on the list.
Who is that? Before we go to
Texas Tech in Houston, and then you've got Washington at Maryland, Virginia at Louisville. Like, there's some good games this
Look,
week.
I just threw these together, okay?
Okay, that's fair. And you're going to have to do a little bit better homework next time.
All right, my last pick.
Oh, my God.
My last pick. And this is for our vice president, Michael Brandon. Auburn, Alabama is a heated rivalry, but there is another heated rivalry in the state of Alabama, and that's South Alabama and Troy. I mean, they play for the belt every year. They really hate each other. Two schools that really just legitimately hate each other. But for Michael Brandon, I'm going South Alabama.
South Alabama, like, they ain't hitting a lick at a stick. They got a 1-4 record. Give me Troy, man.
Upsets happen.
Charges all the way to Troy.
Me too. I'm going to go Troy.
I got to compare games. So you got to look at Troy versus Clemson. They made it a game for the first half. Clemson came out and won the game, obviously, in the second half. But then you got to go look at South Alabama versus Auburn, and that wasn't a very good game at all. So I'm taking Troy in that matchup against South Alabama because I feel like Troy is the better team overall.
He's been over there doing his research.
Miami and Florida State, the 6:30 ABC game.
I study football, man. Like, every week I look at college football and NFL every week. Like, I can't. It's just something I do. I'm a statistic nerd.
The Miami Florida State's the deal.
Oh, I didn't put that on there?
No.
That's been on my mind all day,
Florida
too.
State? You didn't write down Miami Florida State.
Well, you know who I'm going with anyways. I'm going with Carson Beck and the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I go with Miami. Because Gus Miles on, I don't trust.
Look, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. That's a tough one because they got stung last week looking ahead. Can't tell me they weren't already looking at Miami. So,
oh, definitely.
That's a good point.
I'm not jumping off the Gus bus. I ain't doing it. So I'm going to Florida State.
Give me Florida State.
After what I saw with Alabama losing week one to Florida State at Florida State, I had a feeling going into that game that it was going to be closer than I thought it would be, and it was. And I think Miami's going to go in there not expecting the atmosphere of Florida State to get to them, and I think Florida State comes out on top, especially with Gus Malzahn calling the plays.
You know, I don't hate that pick. And you're talking about the Alabama-Florida State game. I called that game perfectly. I said it's going to be close, and then one team's going to run away with it in the fourth quarter, but don't be surprised it's close, except I had the teams reversed.
Gus Malzahn, Gus Malzahn's made a deal with the devil or something to beat Alabama.
No, that was Nick Saban. Nick Saban made a deal with the devil, man.
Because every year you give him a running quarterback, he beats Alabama every year. It's crazy.
Well, that's all she wrote for the Coach's Cantina. We had our deluxe edition tonight as we went over a little while, but come on in. They're open till 9 o'clock, 8:95 combination. They'll be open till 11 on Friday night. And speaking of Friday night, you and Josh Pedoris will make the trip to Donahoe, so will the Fayetteville football team to take on the Donahoe Falcons. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30, followed by live game coverage at 7. Guys, anything y'all want to add and to get the fans out there Friday night, even though it's a long ride, to come support the Wolves?
Oh, we work really hard, and it is a bit of a drive. I would ask that everybody come if they can. I mean, it's a big game. This decides if we make playoffs. I mean, we got two more games after it, but
what? It said it's only Anniston. I mean, everybody can come to Anniston.
It's true.
One thing I will say about our fans is I've never been to an away game where we didn't have the fans, like, sidelines packed out. I think that's one thing about our fans. They're very loyal. They're very, you know, very loud, as many of you know. I think we work hard, and, you know, I think the best they could do is show up for us, and they come out and show out every week. They really do. So big thanks to the fans.
So what they said, they just said it nicer. Y'all better be there. Support the Wolves. Friday night at 7 at Donahoe.